We are told by the birth of one of the children of Leah, Vatomer Leah, Nasana Elohim Schari, that Hashem has given me my reward, Asher Nasati Shivchasi, that I gave my maidservant Leishi to my husband, Vatikrashmo. And that's the question. How do you pronounce his name? Vatikrashmo Yisachar, Yisaschar. There are two sins over here, and therefore this leads to a discussion amongst the Mefarshim. What exactly is the name of this one of the Shvatim? And how is it pronounced? And how does it come out? Halacha l'maisa. So the Ibn Ezra writes in the beginning of Shmos, and the children of Yaakov are repeated again in the beginning of the second Sefer of the Torah, that the name Yisachar is pronounced as if there's only one sin. It's not Yisachar, the name is Yisachar. And he cites a pasuk in Divrei Yamim that uses the word Mechatzrim, and there are two tzadis there. It's really Mem, Ches, Tzadi, Tzadi, Reishin, Mem, and says the Ibn Ezra that we don't pronounce it Mechatzrim, you pronounce it Mechatzrim. And he says there are times where we have double letters, and one of the letters is silent, and is subsumed into the letter beforehand. And he says there's no other place in Tanakh where we have such a letter, besides this place where we have a sin that acts in this way. And this is the opinion of the Radak as well, in his commentary there in Divrei Yamim, in Divrei Yamim Aleph and Perek Tes Vav. In addition, the Tshuvas Noda Yehuda in Ibn Ezra, in Simon Kuf Zion, says that even though Yisachar is written with two sins when it comes to writing a get, and that is the halacha, according to almost all of the Shemus Gitzin, that is written with two sins, nevertheless, we only pronounce one, says the Noda Yehuda. The Lubavitch Rebbe is quoted in the Taurus Menachem in Tafshin Yud Beis, which is around 1952, when he gave this sicha, and he explained the custom of Chabad is to always read it with one sin, never to change or read it with two, as it would be Yisachar, and so it's always read Yisachar. And the Baal Shabbat explained that, as we know very, very well, Yisachar represents the Torah, the donkey that carries the burden of the Torah, and the Torah has two aspects to it. There is the revealed part of the Torah, and there is the secret part of the Torah, the hidden Kabbalistic parts of the Torah. And therefore, the two sins, sin as in the letter, not the act, the two sin that accompany the name Yisachar, one represents the revealed Torah, the other is the hidden Torah. And therefore, says the Lubavitch Rebbe, you only say one of them, and the other one is hidden. One letter represents the revealed part of the Torah, the other is not pronounced because it is hidden. I also saw in other Sfarim as well, talk about how one represents Torah Shebaal Peh, one represents Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebichsav is only written, it's not pronounced. A similar idea regarding two sins representing two aspects of the Torah, one being pronounced, the other one being hidden as well. However, at the end of the day, the simple reason is the diktuk, as we find by the Ibn Ezra and the Radak, that it simply makes sense. The Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a piece in Amos Yaakov. On this week's parsha, he explains the diktuk in his own approach as well. The Sefer Shulchan HaKriya in Simon Yud Gimel cites the Das Zakenim in this week's parsha, in Parshas Vayetze. And the Das Zakenim asks, why is it that there are two sins when it comes to the name of Yisachar, but we only pronounce one? So the Das Zakenim gives two different explanations. The first, he says, is there are two rewards that came from Yisachar. The first is the general schar of having the child, and the other schar is when Leah was paid by Rachel for the Dudayim in order to have the chance to move her bed into Yaakov's tent. Now it's the second reward that she got, that she had a chance to be with her husband and gave up the Dudayim to her sister. Since the second one is a bit of a gnai, it's not the most positive thing that we have, this rivalry between the two sisters and the way it turned out. Therefore, that second schar is somewhat hidden. It's taken away. We don't enunciate the Yisachar, the second schar that Leah took, and therefore we only focus on the first one. The second explanation is based on a medrash that one of the sons of Yisachar, his name was Yov. And one son, that son's name was Yov, or Yov, and he complained that he didn't like his name. And he told his father, I don't like the name. The Chida writes that perhaps it was a name of a different Avodah Zarah. And he felt bad that he had the name of Avodah Zarah. So Yisachar gave one of the letters of his name away, and that's why later in Parshas Pinchas, it's the family of the Yeshuvi, that because they took the shin, or the sin of Yisachar, and he took it into his name from Yov, or Yov, and became Mishpachas HaYeshuvi. And therefore, that's where the second one went. So this actually comes out, halacha l'maisa, according to some poskim. In the Maisa-ish, the recordings and the different minhagim of the Chazon Ish and Chelek Aleph on page Kuf Lamed Hey. It says that the Baal Koreh was instructed to read Yisachar the first time in the Torah with two sins, so it would be Yisachar. And then in all subsequent times, the Chazon Ish instructed the Baal Koreh that he should read it Yisachar, not Yisachar. Because, according to understanding, the first time Yisachar's name had two sins, and then eventually at some point, the sin was given away, however it happened, it was dropped, and therefore, only the first time it says Yisachar, and all subsequent times it is read Yisachar according to the Chazon Ish. This is also the opinion of the Chasam Sofer in the Torah Moshe in this week's Parsha as well. This is also the minhag as recorded in the Divrei Shaul of Rav Shaul Nathanson, the Shaul Umeshiv, in his Parish on the Torah. And he writes something strikingly. He says, and don't tell me about Dikduk, about, oh, there's two sins, and therefore it's Yisachar, Yisachar. He says, we don't paskin halacha based on the Bali Dikduk. The Bali Dikduk and their grammar, they get in the way of the minhagim and the halacha, and they bother everyone with all their grammar, he says. We don't paskin based on the rules of Dikduk, which is a very strange thing, but that's what Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson writes. The Heichal Bracha of Kamarna says, there's a remez for this in the pasuk of Yisachar pi dovrei sheker, as it says in Tehillim, the mouth of those who speak falsehood should be closed up. And therefore they explain that means the reading of Yisachar, with only one sin, is dovrei sheker, is a lie. And therefore it should always be read Yisachar, because you shouldn't be a liar and say that the name Yisachar is not Yisachar. That's one common approach. The more common minhag over that is brought in the Tamim and Hagim, quoting Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolios in the Beis Ephraim and Eben Ezra and Simon Kufyud Beis, citing the Sha'arei Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Hena, who cites the Sefer called the Nachas Yaakov. And the Nachas Yaakov is the original source to say that you should always read it Yisachar until Parshas Pinchas, because in Parshas Pinchas is when we have Mishpachas Yishuvi, and that's when the Shin goes from Yisachar to Yisachar, and from that point on to the end of the Torah, you should read it Yisachar instead of Yisachar. He also says, this is the minhag of Rav Tzvi Mizidichev as well, to read it up until Parshas Pinchas with Yisachar. It's also the opinion brought in the B'tzal HaChachmah of B'tzal Shir and Chelek Vav in Simon Dalet. And Rabbi Soloveitchik is quoted by Rabbi Shechter in Nefesh HaRav on page Shin Ches, that the minhag on Volozhin was this as well. In Volozhin they would read Yisachar until Parshas Pinchas, and then Parshas Pinchas they would change over to Yisachar. I also saw that this is in the new editions of the Peh HaKadosh of Rav Yitzchak Volozhin. So the Rosh Yeshiva Lashon agrees with what Rabbi Soloveitchik brought as a family tradition, and he says as well that in Volozhin it was Yisachar until Parshas Pinchas, and then moving over to Yisachar. And Rabbi Soloveitchik would have the Baal Koreh always read Yisachar's name both ways until Parshas Pinchas. He was machmer for all the shitas, so Rabbi Soloveitchik would have the Baal Koreh say Yisachar and then go back and read Yisachar again, until Parshas Pinchas, where everybody agree it would become only Yisachar as well. At the end of the day, the strongest minhag with the most sources that is found in most of the Sifrei Minhagim is to always read it Yisachar based on the Dikduk, and probably not read it Yisachar. There's a beautiful article in the Kovetz Beis Aaron v'Yisrael of the Stolen Yeshiva in their Torah journal, so that is in journal number Nun Ches 58, and the author there brings at least 30, 40 different Sifrei Minhagim that say it should always be read Yisachar, unless a person has a pre-existing minhag, that they have a Masorah to read it Yisachar on different occasions. If there's no pre-existing minhag, it should always be Yisachar, because the Dikduk demands, as it should be, as we see from Ibn Ezra and the Radak. I just want to end with one comment of Rav Wolf Heidenheim, the famous Bali Medaktik of Germany, who writes in his Chumash regarding this opinion of the Nachas Yaakov in Parshas Pinchas. So Rav Wolf Heidenheim writes, V'kulam yisaruach. He says, all these people are full of air. V'kfar bitzel devrehem. And all their words are ridiculous, that you should say Yisachar, Yisachar. Though name is Yisachar, it's not Yisachar. And he says, V'emes ki amachaber Nachas Yaakov. And the truth is, the author of the Nachas Yaakov, lo yada me'inyan hakriya hanachona, didn't really know how to read properly at all. Kol uma whatsoever. V'kahena shibushim rabim b'sifrol. The Mayim Bo, the Nachas Yaakov is full of all different kinds of mistakes. So he says this whole idea of Yisachar, Yisachar makes no sense according to Dikduk. But on one hand, we saw the Divrei Shaul thinks that the Bali Dikduk don't know anything about halacha. So you have all the different minhagim on each side. The only thing I'm left unsure about, if anybody knows, is why the Hasidim called the Sefer the Bnei Yisachar. That I'm not so sure why. Why is it not the Bnei Yisachar? I know why he has the name, because the Din of a Rav was told by the Chos of Lublin that he had a neshama that came from the Shevet of Naphtali, of Yisachar, and therefore he felt that he has some sort of connection to Yisachar. That's why the Minchas Alazar would always make sure on Chanukah that he read the Parsha of Shevet Yisachar, because he was a descendant of the Din of a Rav. But again, at the end of the day, I know why the Sefer is called Bnei Yisachar, but I don't know why the Hasidim call it Bnei Yisachar. Perhaps somebody will be able to enlighten me to that minhag by the Hasidim. Have a wonderful week.